Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell and a now sunny afternoon here in Paradise. Hey, man, Friday we're going to be at Twin Peaks up in Kennesaw. I have not been out there in a minute, so join the party, pal. We'll be out there 2 to 6 up there on Barrett Parkway. Look forward to seeing you guys. If you just get in your car, the news today, the Braves get rained out. Game will be made up tomorrow. It'll be not a double. They don't do doubleheaders anymore. Just be two games. But two separate crowds, Carl, come in and out up there in Philadelphia, and the Braves will make up for today. And I don't know, take a mental health break. Catch the museum.
Yeah.
Grab a cheesesteak, which is very overrated and tastes like hot garbage while you're up there. But do something to get your mind off your lack of clutch hitting if you're the Braves.
Well, maybe it's a movie night. Let's all go see Mission Impossible. How's that?
By the way, real quick, for guys who missed it yesterday, I have not seen it yet.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe tomorrow. But you loved it, right?
I did. Look, you got to put this in perspective. And I don't know, like, I'm going to see an action movie. It's plenty of action. It's 245 or whatever it is, Mike. It didn't feel that way.
I'm the guy to complain about them. I get my money's worth, yeah, man. It's a good movie. A good movie can be three hours.
It keeps moving. And I love the fact that they tied in a lot of the stuff. If you're a Mission Impossible fan and you've watched this series with Tom Cruise, these movies over the years, it ties in a lot of stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Don't get so caught up in, oh, that doesn't make sense, because you're not going to enjoy it. Just sit back and enjoy it. And I thought it was really good. And I said to a friend of mine, look, it's hard to rank these because every time he's tried to outdo himself, Mike, with the stunts and all the things. But I thought it was the best one. I honestly did. To tie it up, there's an emotional pull to this.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, okay. So I thought it was really good.
I read Peter Travers' review. That's one of the guys I go to from Rolling Stone. And
sure.
He said, you know, if you've been a fan, even if you're not, you know, and if you have a brain, you know, my word's not his, you should be able to figure it out. But they tie up a lot of the different characters that have appeared in the series. That looks, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, this week that's on the to-do list.
Yeah, maybe the Braves go do that. Because this is what happens, by the way. And it's not all the time. But sometimes in these situations where you get an unexpected off day and you're like, all right, guys either do two things. They sit around the hotel or they go do something.
Hit the track.
There's an activity. And guys will say, hey, you coming. And next thing you know, you might have half the team, Mike. You never know. And then, you know, you have these moments where you connect. Those things happen a lot, especially in baseball, because you're on the road half the year. It's 162 games, guys, and I've traveled to these ballparks and rainouts and all this stuff. It's weird how guys connect, and sometimes you need, like you said, you need that mental health break. Show up at the park tomorrow, it's like, man, you're not thinking about all the stuff that's been going on. You're talking about other things, and all of a sudden now you start hitting. It's weird how this stuff works.
What about a slump buster?
Okay, that could work too.
Now, for those of you kids out there in the car, earmuffs, sometimes for guys that are single only, not married guys, because, of course, that would be wrong. But, you know, maybe you find somebody friendly to take your mind off your struggles on the ballpark. Happens in all sports.
You know what? There are people who listen right now. They're like, really? That goes on?
Yes, believe it or not. Some baseball players have sex with people they're not married. Da, 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 da. This just in, water's wet.
This is true. That is true. 404-726-0929. Whatever they do, man, I hope that we can start scoring some runs. Last night was just frustrating. And again, give Suarez credit. He was really good.
He was
last
dealing.
Night.
I mean, that's the thing. I know you're frustrated. We talked to Grant, and Grant says patience, grasshopper, that apparently Rome will not be built in a day, nor will Strider's comeback.
No, three starts. 0-3, not all his fault. Again, run support. And that was Charlie's issue. I mean, it's kind of been Charlie's working his ERA down, and he's looking like Charlie Morton. Excuse me, not Charlie Morton, but Chris Sale. But the problem with Strider is he's 0-3, and he's not gotten run support in two of these. But last night, it's one of those things where guys were like, it doesn't matter how good or bad Strider was, we didn't score enough runs. Well, that's part of this equation. The other part is, even if you just look at his performance by itself, you don't feel like – and Grant owned this. Now, I love the fact that Grant said, look, there were some things last night that I was a little concerned with. You got to own the fact that he is not the Spencer Strider that he was prior to the injury. And maybe it's going to take another month. I'm okay. Right. But let's not act as if, well, man, Strider was great. 4 2/3, and he was like, eh. I mean, 90 pitches? He wasn't.
Well, that's the problem. You know, the pitch count started jumping up. Because, look, guys, major league hitters can foul off that 95, 96 all day until they get what they want. You know, I know it's crazy, but the difference, getting up that 99 to 100, and, again, he was barely getting a 95. And then the slider, that's the other thing. He's going to have to rely on going deeper into his repertoire. And the slider, he didn't know where it was going. Now, luckily for him, early in the first at-bats, the Phillies didn't know where it was going either. They were swinging and missing.
Yeah.
But then he just couldn't control it. So, and again, beating Harper, that's just a mistake. Who's a guy who's struggling, and if Philly wants to make that into a federal case, knock yourself out.
Let me ask you this, by the way. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We pushed it back today, so our man Dom will have that because we had a great guest on earlier, again, with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. And I do want to mention what Josh Brooks said. Mark DeRosa, you know who he is, right?
Right. Love, good guy, man. See him on MLB Network all the time.
Okay. He said,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Acuña is the most talented player to ever put on a Braves uniform.
Over Hank Aaron?
And I love...
That's a bold statement.
Well, it is. I don't believe that. And I love Acuña. But Chipper Jones also responded and said, listen, there's a difference between most talented and best player.
Right.
I'm with him. Acuña is the most talented player we've ever seen in this uniform. The best player is Aaron. Right? It's Henry Aaron.
No, it's Henry. And look, there was a time where we thought that this, you know, when he came up, that Acuña would be the center fielder. You know, and the best player is generally the guy that's, you know, in center, generally making all those plays. He's no longer that guy because of the injuries. So, look, I mean, we can always – I hope we're not having that discussion where all of a sudden, you know, it becomes where Acuña is now Mike Trout. And that's the last thing you want to see, where he gets rolling and he gets back on track.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the idea of, you know, I mean, stealing 25 bases, let alone 70, which, you know, which was so – I mean, I got to be honest. It was so soft and slow rolled by national media. I mean, I know Ohtani is a force of nature, and he is the news, and I get that. But, I mean, that season was one for the ages, the 40 home runs and the 70 stolen bases and the MVP for Ronald. But you just, you know, you wonder, is it, you can't, I don't think Braves fans should ever expect anything remotely close to that, but we'll see where he goes. It's, yeah. But you're right. Henry Aaron, I mean, I think Chipper was, you know, one of those guys. I mean, certainly the pitchers. I know pitchers don't play every day, but, you know, Glavin, Maddox, Smoltz could certainly be in that conversation, but Henry Aaron would be my guy.
It's Henry Aaron. Look, there's nobody that had a bigger influence on this Braves organization than Henry Aaron, and he was the best player. I mean, he is the home run king.
Right.
But
look at the average, and look what high level he played at.
Oh,
especially if you apply all the nerd metrics to what he did back then, it'll blow your mind.
Year after year, Mike. And but Acuña is the most talented player. But I thought that was interesting from Mark DeRosa, who said that, and I was like, slow your roll. All right, real quick, Josh Brooks, Mike, speaking to the media down there for Dog fans. And by the way, this all kind of started. People are now asking, okay, we're going to 9-game schedule. They still haven't decided.
I wish they just would.
They haven't decided. But LSU coach Brian Kelly says that they discussed a regular season scheduling arrangement with the Big Ten, including a 9th SEC game. I think this is too much. So you'd have 9 SEC games plus a Big 12 game plus 2 others, or a Big 10, should I say. Bottom line is, and Kelly said this is LSU's coach, we want to play the Big Ten. Well, they've won the last 2 national titles. So he's saying, we're the big boys. They're the big boys. We should be scheduling games. Mike, I'm cool with that, but you don't need to add a ninth game if you're going to do that.
You know what? Yes, you do, because nowadays, you know, I need the regular schedule to have more meat and more, you know, more meaning, because the regular schedule has been, let's be honest, has been sort of left on the side of the road as they're just hurtling down towards a now 16-game playoff. So I would disagree and say, yeah, that gives me even more reason now for the networks to throw more money at these teams and these conferences, because these are the games you want to see. And an Ohio State-Georgia game in week one, you know, provided you make this your preseason game, so if you do lose it, it doesn't kill you in the playoffs. And again,
well, let's ask Texas at the end of the season, because they start with Ohio State this year.
And LSU's got Clemson. And Brian Kelly is yet to win his opening game as a Tiger head coach, by the way. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but when you talk about these SEC versus Big Ten, I mean, you – and I guess, I don't know, is this everybody in the conference playing at least one Big Ten team?
Because if Georgia's open with Northwestern, let's all go to Chicago and kick their ass and have a great time. And hopefully the Braves are playing the Cubs again. But I mean, but I still like this, and it's further example of how basically the Big Ten and the SEC are in cahoots, and the two commissioners, it's basically their sandlot, it's their ballpark, and everyone's just playing in it.
So Josh Brooks did say that Georgia's open to scheduling a Big Ten team in the regular season. In the right scenario.
Right, right.
See, this is where you don't get ahead of your skis, right? He's like, yeah, of course we're willing to play. But we got to make sure that it's the right scenario. What he's telling you there is, okay, I got to make sure that I'm not putting my guys in a situation where we're playing Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, and then we're going to go play a Big Ten team. Like, it's all about scheduling. And right. I understand what he's saying. Either way, the nine-game thing hasn't happened. But I thought that was interesting, and Kirby has said, too, he thinks you're going to see more of these games. They played Clemson last year.
Right.
Kirby thinks the Clemson game helped the SEC last
year. But, I mean,
year.
I just want to see the best games. I don't want to see the smaller schools getting their butts whipped. You know, for every once Georgia State goes up and beats a Tennessee, there's, you know, just a thousand zillion beat downs. So I want to see, especially, and this goes back to, if you're a season ticket holder and a booster, if you're a Georgia fan or Georgia Tech, you want to see the best possible schedule. You know, with all due respect to Middle Tennessee, I don't want to see that. I mean, like, Florida State may get their butts whipped by Alabama, but at least I'm excited to go to that first game. We'll see where it goes. I do love those big, big Labor Day weekend monster games. So I hope they do that, because as long as the College Football Playoff Committee values strength of schedule, and last year they really didn't, some of those have some. It's kind of a moving target. That's the variable that you're worried about, that, you know, that maybe the ADs are worried about. But I want to see the best games on Sunday or Saturday, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Josh Brooks, we'd do it, but we'd have to take a look at what the rest of the schedule would look like. Josh Brooks also saying, we do have Florida State and Louisville and other teams lined up discussing future home and home series with the Bulldogs schedule. So, bottom line, guys, scheduling and how this is going to look down the road, a big part of the conversation. But as our guest Mike Griffith said, Josh wasn't going to go out and say, you know what, this is what we need to do, because he is a part of some of these committees, and he's got to be careful as to how he approaches this, but also what's in the best interest of Georgia. And that's the thing, Mike. I mean, ultimately, if it is going to benefit Georgia and you think it's going to help them get into the playoff, Does Georgia need a ninth game to get into the playoff? Do they need to play a Big Ten team to get into the playoff? I don't know. As a fan, you're right. I want to see more action. I don't know if you need that. All right.
Right on. I don't know. I want to see this happen because, you know, out of necessity, the Big 12 had to go to basically play everybody they in their conference.
Yeah.
But as they, you know, lost some teams and they added more, I just think as a fan, you're heading out to Athens, every weekend matters, and there's some – I just think, especially now, that you don't get punished for these losses based on, you will be in the playoffs. You might not be a number one seed or a four seed, but you're still going to make the postseason.
All right, guys, coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. We'll give you our final thoughts as well. Tonight it is T-Wolves at Thunder. Mike, is it done, by the way? Is that done?
I think that one is kaput.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, unless, you know, is Ant-Man going to nut up? Is Julius Randle? Now, Julius Randle.
Is he got to go for 50? What are we talking about?
I mean, we'll take more than 13 shots and then don't cry about playing in the system.
Yeah. That part is true.
Go look at some interviews and go look at some tape of Kobe Bryant before you play in today's game. Right? Coach always come up with this crazy harebrained motivational crap.
He should.
Showing boxing matches. Okay, if that works. Go watch some highlights of Kobe Bean Bryant, Ant-Man, and channel that. Because SCGA's got that genes.
He does. They are up Thunder 3-1. All right, we're coming back. Yeah, man, no man. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.